just say, I'm watching you and you for me like so educated and so normal person like Ruski Latish. I say, no, I'm from Ukraine. She just change opinion, start to speak a lot of bad things about me, speak about a lot of bullshit.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Podcast-Folge. Mein Name ist Erika und heute habe ich einen ganz besonderen Gast bei mir, mit dem ich jedoch auf Englisch sprechen werde. Wenn euch das nicht stört, dann bleibt gerne dran. Actually, you can just say who you are, what you're doing.
Okay, I'm Volodymyr Birkov, Ukrainian TV and radio host, Ukrainian journalist, writer. A lot of like articles already, and a person who volunteering last 1.5 year. Before I never do this, and really I'm so sad about this because a moment with volunteering is so important. And if you can somehow do this, you can use these skills. So like 15 or 16 years already, I'm work professional like a journalist and TV host, have in Ukraine before a war, have an evening radio show, Duzhe Vecher, we say like best evening. It's nice, a big show in DJ FM with a lot of stars every day, a lot of meetings, a lot of good conversation, but how war started, we understand it's not a time to smiling a lot. Yeah, and we like make a pause with this project. And I work like TV host in TV channels, like not only one, three or four TV channels have programs about music, about culture, about social. And yeah, and this program, we programs with the same, make like a pause, and I'm returned to do this after war. Already I'm do everything like a volunteer and continue to work with my second book because I'm a writer, about, fuck ups in media. Like if you have troubles after all of this, if you have some troubles with screens, like with articles, how you write, I try to explain everything okay. And sometimes some mistakes give you a new steps, a new chance to rise up, of course, grow up and be best journalist in this life. Yeah, and this first book be about many pop and rock stars in the world, like it's my experience with work with Britney Spears, with Beyoncé before, with Bloodhound Gang Band, with Anastasia, and of course with Ukrainian stars. So I'm representative of my first book, and after 2 months, it's been like a bestseller. And yeah, I don't have any copies because people buy this and it's like sale. So and I'm start to work with my second book, and of course second book. And try to explain in a moment, like if you're a journalist, a cultural journalist, it doesn't matter because in a wartime, you give information and you can help. So you're a journalist from sport, from economic, from analytic like this, yeah? You can work and give information, and it's so important already. And I'm teacher in the university.
How can you even find the time to do all this?
It's I don't know how it works already. I think it's because I have a sister who work a producer in TV, and she little adult me, and I'm all time watch how she does this, and I think I'm somehow take the same skills and have a good time management. I'm all time nervous if something broken in this, you know, how I'm preparing something. And yeah, for me, a big disaster. Everything must work so correctly and so like time management. So yeah, but moment teaching university, it's for me, really, it's a good moment because I'm teaching in the same place where I study before and I'm taking education and I'm work already. It's been 7 years ago. And I remember how I'm sitting in university and I say like, oh my God, one moment I really wanted to return and help to students to take more education and explain like not only information from book or books, give information like private, you know, everything, experience what I have, I wanted to share it with this. Yeah, and the first moment I have a, like, not a class, it's like, master class where I give only one lesson for half year like this. And after I take a proposal to start to work like a teacher in university, and I have already two classes with students from second class about audio and video product placement, how work with voice, how everything records, how work with the camera and like this. So yeah.
Wow, okay, I'm really impressed that you do all this. And so, if you are done, we would continue with the first question.
Of course.
Can you tell us more about the current situation in Ukraine?
Half year, how war started, I'm all time being in Kyiv. And a lot of journalists start to ask me about, give me some information about what's happened in Odessa or what's happened with Donetsk, and I'm all time say I can't do this because I'm stay in Kyiv and Kyiv region, so I can to explain and help for you to give some information only for my city, because it's correctly, all time correctly. I can't explain everything, what I'm feeling, what I see around me, and really what I know. And it's helped me to, after sometimes leave Ukraine and do something good, things to Ukraine with information and with military. Because, yeah, after a half year, how I'm doing this, all time have a conversation with a journalist. I have a live broadcast in Latvian First TV channel, and Russia, and it's be so close to my apartment, Russia have a rocket missiles, I mean, attacked Kyiv. And I'm sitting this time giving to you, like, and behind me, all my vinyls, I have a lot of vinyls in the wall, start to fall down. And I understand something happened because everything like a wave start to move. I'm just jump, stand up with laptop and go to the bedroom, sit and continue my interview. And Latvian colleagues be so surprised about this and ask me what's happened. I'm trying to explain, like, so close to my apartment, Russia. Use the rockets again and something blow, but I don't know what. And it's been so interesting interviews, because these interviews watch Latvian, the Minister of Defense, Artur Pabrik, and he just say, this guy from Ukraine, the journalist, so brave, and we wanted to found this way, invite him and to Latvia and like do something together. And after 4 months, I'm have this permission, go to the Latvia, and I'm be like a person who collect money for Bayraktars. If you know about this, and Baltic states countries collect money for Bayraktars, I'm be one of who helped to do this, who give a lot of information. And after this, every 2 months, I'm go to the Latvia and return to Ukraine, be in Ukraine, and again return to Latvia, fix it some moment with journalists, give the correct information, and return to Ukraine. All time, everything in Kyiv, everything's the same. Yeah, sometimes we have damages, but people so brave and can to fix it everything. But people change. Some who be so sad all time, some who have a lot of depression moments, some who be just angry. Angry for, I don't know, because I think all of people are so tired about all of the situation, and I understand this, because sometimes how I live in Ukraine, some who tend to write me in social media, like, why you think you are the best for any people around? Why you have this chance to leave Ukraine, and some who don't have this? And I'm not be so sad about this. I understand people really sometimes so nervous, sometimes so angry, but after how these people see what I am really do, just write me after the second post, like, oh, you're the best, thank you, you are so brave, we are believing you. And I understand sometimes in people nature it's strange, sometimes strange moment, but so interesting. Kyiv really like a hero. I'm really all time how I'm here this moment, like city of hero Kyiv, you know, after second war. Mm-hmm. And I'm just say, yeah, because we have the story like a second war, and it's be like many, many years ago. But now I understand really Kyiv, it's really big and really a big city with a lot of heroes around. I never see before, like, you know, you're walking near to, I mean, walking near to apartment, how I have a moment of the first times in Ukraine, in my apartment, we have a so bad logistic with food. I mean, with shops with food, and everything be empty. And my neighborhoods, create like social media and a hall in the building where I live. So we have put some boxes and just put little messages like I'm live in apartment number 27. For me, need the milk. If you have some who have a milk, I can give you macarons or you know or bread like this. And we change this like a barter. And it's my God, it'd be big surprise for me, like everything worked correctly. Some who just gives this and write, I'm from it's milk for you. I'm from apartment number 11. I know your all-time play place a good vinyls because we hear this. So if you have a time, come to us and we just meet each other normal and drink coffee maybe. So and it's like already after all of this, war helped me know all my neighbors. I mean, all my neighbors in my building. It's building like 26 floors, and I know all of these people because how we have a rocket attack, we go to the shelter, and we already know each other, and we support. And all time how I'm live in Kyiv already, I'm give my key for my neighbors. Neighbors go to my apartment and try to somehow protect my flowers or you know do something. So Kyiv be the same, but people change. I think some could be a little carried angry, but we are be more with warm hearts around. Yeah, like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand. And I'm actually from Belarus. You know that, right? Yeah. And yeah, I can definitely tell that Russian and like Eastern people are very warm-hearted and yeah, are really connected with each other. So the next question would be, in some interviews I saw that people sometimes don't have the chance to flee from Ukraine. Can you maybe tell why some families have the chance and some haven't the chance like to go?
Okay, I'm explaining for you. Of course, all girls, women can really can do this like a move, but we have a wartime in Ukraine, and we have like I don't know how to say in English. It's like військове положення. It means like we have a war, and a man from Ukraine can't leave Ukraine. Must stay and must to protect. It's like all of countries have the same moment. It's not only Ukraine. I mean, if you have this this moment, how some who attacked you like this, border for men be closed. Only men who be so adult, like a pensioner, can't leave this, or men who don't have 18 years old, like more kids, yeah, or study in school, can leave Ukraine. Of course, all men who be in the students, like after 18 years till 61 years, I think, or 60 years, must to stay in Ukraine, protect, work, and do all of the best for country, like to save everything around. So, and I'm only, I'm not a pensioner, so I'm the same can't to live in Ukraine. But sometimes, not the government, Ministry of Culture give me this permission, give me this chance to do something better for Ukraine outside. Because if I'm be Ukraine, I'm just help like a local, you know, do something from Kyiv, record the interviews, and that's all. But already in Latvia, I'm do really good things. I'm help to children who be in Latvia and the children from Ukraine, because I know a lot of women who come here without husbands, without without part of couples. Yeah, it's really so so hard to stay here. Take this social help. It's not a lot of money, and need somehow to help and explain. And yeah, and I mean, Ukrainian people and Latvian people. I came to say only about Latvian because I'm sometimes be here. We are a little different. We have a different mentals, but in this time we are so close, and sometimes need to and explain something. And not all girls can to do this because some could be so shy to explain or ask. And of course, in this moment, I'm collect a big team, Latvian people. I mean, team with Latvian people who help support and do all the best for Ukrainian kids. We are before Christmas time. We are create like aquarium, you know, in the city center near to New Year's tree. We use this big glass hall, like aquarium, really. And all of radio hosts from five radio stations come to this arena. And we create a charity air broadcast. We collect money, like you can buy a song and the song play next in this platform. All songs, five euros. Yeah, and we have a lot of guests, and first guest being Latvian President Egils. It'd be a big surprise and big honor for me to meet and invite this person and first person who give to this charity broadcast. And yeah, a lot of Latvian singers, a lot of singers from Europe visit us, and we collect like I can to say in Ukrainian, 897,000 euro. It's like
897,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's big surprise for me, because before a lot when people collect money for we wanted to clean a forest, you know, because a lot of garbage around. We wanted to do this, and this year, I mean last year, we collect money for Ukrainian kids who stay in Latvia, and we take like near to 1 million euros. And we, of course, we give this money for Ukrainian families who stay in Latvia. We buy a lot of tables from school where I'm studying Ukrainian children. We buy like laptops like this. And now, and Latvia not a big country really. And I understand this because I'm walking in the city center. Some people can to come for me and say thank you for your help. And I don't know these people, but I understand. Oh, it's Samko from Ukraine. It's nice, really nice. So and already we don't have a chance to live in Ukraine. I mean, men can do this. Maybe something change after how we understand. We don't have. I mean, we don't feel this big attack from Russia side. You know, if everything be more helpful. More quiet. Yeah, maybe we have a chance. I mean, maybe government change something, can men can to leave, but already only women can do this. All men say in Ukraine, and some who have exclusive permission to do something outside.
So about help, can we from Germany maybe support this project that you have in Latvia?
I'm explaining. I'm just open a project, and of course we change a project, because really, how I understand, people sometimes so tired to do everything the same. Already, I'm start to work with City Mashun. It's Ukrainian city in the Kyiv region. The first, it's village. It's a village who first feel Russian aggressive and attack and have a lot of damages. And I'm already with fund, Natalia Kovalenko Foundation. We are creating a moment how we are rebuild building for people. We have a project for rebuild six buildings. First buildings were already to rebuild. And first family with kids returned. And already we start to build second house. And a lot of, really, the first, I think, a lot of cities where I have troubles, but I'm start to work only with this project, because all of these women stay without husbands, because husbands already in the war, and we are start to rebuild a building for second family, and I'm really be so excited, because mama have three children's, and just tell for us like she's husband go to the war, but before a war he just ask, please don't leave my girls, try to help somehow if it's possible. And I'm be so excited, and I'm do everything, all the best to support for us, for all of country, and we can to leave of course this family, and we are try to rebuild a lot of singers from Ukraine, the same like collect together, and we are already start to collect money for rebuild this house. So we are returned for the place where building be destroyed, what we can and rebuild in this place. So yeah, and we have this project and I'm be so excited because already I'm returned to Kyiv the next week and start to work with this project. So I'm be so glad if somehow you give this information for any people outside to Ukraine, because I'm just only you have exclusive because it's just everything started. I don't say for this for any journalist.
Oh
yeah
wow, but thank you so much for telling me this. I'm so pleasured. So you talked about the help that you are giving in Latvia and Ukraine too. I don't know how much you know about Germany, but do you think that the Ukrainians and Russian people are getting enough help here, or should we do more for them?
I know some my friends who already live in Germany take really a lot of support, a lot of help. Some who all time say about need, if you wanted to live in Germany and work somehow, need to know language. I say, of course, it's the same in Latvia, in Poland, and in other countries. Some who be so upset because have a second education, but its education don't work correctly. Like, I mean, some work okay. I mean, you agree with, I mean, Germany agree with education, with this diploma, but if you are person who study like a doctor, medicine, like this, you must again study in Germany. And some my friends be so upset about this, like, oh my God, I'm twice to take this education, and again the same must to learn and understand in but in Germany. Yeah, sometimes I'm hear this information like Germany help a lot for Ukraine, and it's true because I'm work like a freelance with Catapult. It's magazine from Germany magazine. I don't remember which city, but I'm sometimes like a freelance, give some comments or write the articles and explain everything that we have in Kyiv. And twice or maybe more time, editors like chief collect some money, collect some stuff, and come to Kyiv, come to Kherson, come to Kharkiv, and near to Bakhmut. 2 weeks ago, this my journalistic team, media team from Germany, come to place near to war places. Yeah, and give for military a lot of drones, a lot of medicals like this. So it's not like child collect money. Yeah, it's like a private moment. And I know a lot of people from Germany do the same. Some who go to the border to Ukraine and help to take Ukrainian kids, take Ukrainian mothers, yeah, Ukrainian girls, and try to help and driving somewhere to more safe place in Poland or Germany. Some people from Germany take people and invite to apartment and you know, like first floor leave family from Germany, and second floor people from Ukraine. And no, and these people don't feel yourself like a guest, like people who wanted to live normal and breathe normal like this, and Germany people support, and it's really nice. I think it's the best moment because for us, for Ukrainian people, need one feeling like we are not alone. That's all. Everything else, if we don't have money and you don't have money, it's not a trouble. If you don't have a food and we don't have food, we think and create something together. For us, only one important thing need to know, it's we are not alone. People who I know from Russia write for me not a good things, and we are stop communicate somehow. Some who from Russia leave country, start to live somewhere in Europe, but we never have a conversation about this government helping, you know, how to help. I know some troubles with people who try to live in Russia and fly to somewhere and return because Moldova don't enters from a lot of people from Russia. All of Europe do the same, you know, in Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia. Don't give this permission. I think don't give the stamp and don't give a visas. Sometimes stop this, sometimes return. Of course, Russian people, I think, and I know, not a thing, I know, have a lot of troubles already in Europe. But for me, more funny, really, to listen like these people leave Russia live somewhere in Europe. I mean, before war, live in Europe and something scream about Russia world, you know, like Русский мир. Okay, you can't walk with flags. It's not a problem. You can use any flags in this life, you know, and we all know this. But scream like my country is the best and live in my country best of the best. But you are living not in Russia in this moment. It's weird for me, really. It's so strange. If you don't, if you really love Russia, please, вокзал, чемодан, вокзал, Россия. It's
Suitcase, main station, and Russia.
not a problem. The same moment we have Ukraine, like some who scream like Russia better. Okay, please go and that's all. Why you live here? So it's the same moment about Russian people. I know how some who from Russian people try to give this, you know, social help with money somewhere in Germany, and after tried to take in another country, but after police found this way, you know, start to cut this, and these people have troubles. We are really in Ukraine. We have a lot of messengers in Telegram like this about Russian people and what Russian people do somewhere outside country. And sometimes it's funny to watch this. I'm really more scared about the moment how Russian people leave. I mean, leave outside and attack Ukrainian people. Of course, it means like Russian men's attacked Ukrainian woman somewhere in a public transport or somewhere in the city center because this woman speaking Ukrainian and just scream like, "I don't understand you speaking Russian. Why is this people?" It's the same like a Russian person attacked like some who from Poland or Germany and just scream, "Why you don't speak in German? We are don't must to speak in Russian because we are Ukrainian. We are country, so sovereign государство. Yeah, we are independence country, and we are do everything what we are wanna. So, and we are don't must to do like people from Russia explain for us. More funny to watch like these people from Russia don't speak in English, don't speak very well in German if it's in German. But you know, I have a lot of troubles here in Latvia because in Ukrainian, just only Ukrainian people stay or stay Russian people who don't want to return to Russia and try to take somehow permit to stay more and more. I have some people, and only after a war, I'm understand this. I take information like this person with who I'm work in the project have Russian passport, but live like 15 years in Ukraine and don't want to leave Ukraine. Have a Ukrainian wife and children who already have Ukrainians passports and do all the best for Ukraine and support and help. We have this, you know, like хороший русский and not хороший русский.
Good Russians and not good Russians.
I don't think these people who really already support and do everything the best in Ukraine and stay in Ukraine in this time, all this time, like really bad people. Outside, we have another picture, another screen. I have three times how Russian people in Latvia attacked me here. One moment it's happened in supermarket because I'm all time being in TV channels, in radio, and people know my face and like, you know, like watch me and understand I'm from Ukraine and know what I do. And so three men attacked me in supermarket. And I mean, after I think 6 or 7 years, last time it's happened in university, you know, somewhere in nightclub, how we have fun. Yeah. And already it's happened in supermarket. And I'd be so shocked about this. Second time we have troubles in cafe. I remember how Russian man start to speak with barista, his girl from Ukraine. He just start to scream like, "Why you have a Ukrainian flag? It's a bullshit." Blah 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 like this. And I'm just say, and I'm staying this. You know, it's so front for him, and just say, "Man, please be quiet. If you wanted to buy coffee, buy coffee, and don't take any people who work and people who sit and work." I mean, work like, you know, in the tables. And he just thinks the first time I'm a Latvian, I mean, person from Latvia, but speak very well in Russian because I look like not a typical Ukrainian. I don't have Ukrainian roots. just say, I'm watching you, and you for me like so educated and so normal person like a Ruski Latish. I say, no, I'm from Ukraine. She just change opinion, start to speak a lot of bad things about me, speak about a lot of bullshit. And this moment for us come to another person and just ask what's happened. And I'm really be so scared because I don't know this person the same from Russia or from Latvia. And I'm just say, this man have a lot of bullshit about Ukraine and about barista from Ukraine, and we are start to fight again. So sometimes happens somewhere in the public transport, and I understand how it's, but I'm man, and for me it's like, okay, I'm waiting this moment. Some maybe sometimes it's happened, but I don't know what feeling girls who really sometimes have a lot of aggressive moment from Russia. I hope Russian can take any help if it's needed, only if you really leave country and do something good from the same Germany, try to work, try to educate, try to take education, learn a language, support somehow country where you stay. Yeah, you must help people. It's like a mural, you know? Everything must to be like a balance. If you only come, don't do nothing, scream like Russia, best of the best, please return to Rostov or Vladivostok and sit and be so happy. Oh, Chelyabinsk, and that's all.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand. And also, I work part-time in like with the government, and I see Russian and Ukrainian people, like some with big cars and with golden chains and golden rings and stuff, and they always ask like, "Where's my money? Where's my money? I want my money." So like, what do you want, to be here and just earn money to get it to your country, or do you really need our help? Because if you need it, of course I will give you everything, but not when you have big cars, big chains and everything. And yeah, that's just bullshit. And also, even I was born here and raised here most of my life. When I talk with my babushka
Grandma.
in Russia, I'm like watching around me, because I'm like, yeah, what if people see me or hear me talk in Russia? Yeah, it's like really, I don't know, really complicated situation. But as I understood you, you really think that it's bullshit, right? To be racist with Ukrainians and Russian people.
Yeah, of course, of course. And it's big troubles, I think, all time to have this. You know, I remember how I'm studying university, and it's been international university, and my group, we have people from a lot of countries. And I never forget how I have some people from Armenia and Azerbaijan, and I don't understand why these people all time have a conflict. After classes, in the classes, after exams, and in the buffet, everywhere, in all of classrooms, the same old time have this fighting. And of course, how I start to learn more and more historical moments with Armenia and Azerbaijan, I understand why these people don't recognize and don't like each other. If you don't know each other, just for me, enough your last name, surname, and your passport. That's all. It's the same situation already in Ukraine and Russian. I really, for me, I mean, I never use the aggressive if I see Russian people around, but I don't understand why people from Russia have aggressive moods in my sight all time, just from Ukraine. Okay. And this moment I have this funny box, like, you know, you are a person who uses drugs. You are Nazi. You are not. I mean, Ukrainian. It's not a country. You like a Malaros, like this.
Small, tiny.
I'm just only staying sometimes and smiling because it's all times the same, like a copy moment. You know, every time the same monologue. It's not a dialogue. It's a monologue because I don't know how to explain something. I have a. Another moment with woman from Daugavpils. It's a city in Latvia, so close to Russian border. And Daugavpils have like 100% people from Russia who leave country, start to live in Latvia and in Europe Union, and all time say like Europe Union, it's a bullshit, it's a bad, Russia's the best, but sit in Latvia. So she just write for me. like die, die, I hate you. You must die. I'm kill you one time, and I'm just open, of course, an avatar, yeah, photo, yeah, and it's been so pretty. Babushka, old woman who stay with flowers somewhere in the garden, but with Russian flag behind. Yeah, and I'm just ask, what's happened? Why you wanted to kill me? And she just say, because you're Ukrainian. I hate you, and just say, okay, you can to use Wikipedia. And you found me in Wikipedia, and you understand I'm not Ukrainian. And she'd be so shocked about this because I was born in Germany in Magdeburg. Yeah, my mama from Poland, and I'm just like, you know, come to Ukraine only in a half my life already. You know, like yeah, my childhood time I'm don't be in Ukraine, but after we start to live in Ukraine, why not? So, and I'm explained for her I don't have any Ukrainian roots, and so you are maybe change your monologue for my side, or we have this crazy dialect, and we are continued this crazy dialect, and she just continued, okay, but you are support to Ukraine, and why you speak with me in Russia already? Why you chatting with me in Russia already? I'm just to say because I'm use the languages to be more understanding to you. Why not? If I'm start to speak with you in Polish, you don't understand me correctly, but I wanted to give for you all information and maybe somehow clean your mind and your mouth already, because she all time write a lot of stupid things. And she just explained for me, no, need know only in Russia, because Russian language, it's best language in this world, and all of people stay like na kolenях. So soon, and speak only in Russian. I'm just saying, okay. I think it's enough to speak with you. And I'm just for explain for this moment, because this woman have a name Galia, and I'm just ask, okay, how many languages you know? And she just repeat only in Russian, and that's all. And I say, okay, but you live in Latvia how many years? And she just write 45 years like this. Live in Latvia, but never learn this language. And then just say, Galia, look, I'm only 2 months here, but I know Galia, it's a meat in Latvian language. So you like a meat, Galia, your name, it's the same in Latvian. If you say Galia somewhere in shop, for you, give a meat. And I'm saying Galina, it's Spanish, it's chicken. So you, my apologize. I don't want to so say something bad about Galas from this world, yeah, this pretty name. But for this woman, and just for only for this woman, and just to explain, you are like a piece of chicken meat, Galina. If you don't know any languages, you live in Latvia like 45 years, crazy. And she just write me shame, die, and blocked me. So I'm only for me only enough a moment like she write. I wanted to kill you. Latvia, it's not a country, it's the same Russia, Russian region. I don't want to learn in Latvian language because Russia is the best language in the world. I'm just give this all our conversation give for a Ministry of Defense, and after 3 days in Daugavpils visit police and visit Galia. And yeah, Galia pay a lot of money for everything what she say, and after I think already she'd be one of the best and quiet old woman in Latvia and Russian world like this. I hope of this because after she don't write me nothing.
What would you do if you had the power to end the war? Like, how would you do this? And
Yeah, I think we can stop war only if we just speak about this. More important to how I'm say before, don't be alone in this moment, and of course say, explain, have a conversation about this. And I'm really so scared if about you know, all time I'm w wake up, use a newspaper, use internet, some social papers like this, or digital newspapers. And for me, more important to watch like about Ukrainian be in the first pages, you know, if it's happens every day, okay, about us, people don't forgot. And yeah, maybe we speak a lot and a lot, some could thinks, some could have this feelings or think, oh my God, again, Ukraine. It's so important to explain and say about Ukraine every day. If we do this, we take support, we take help, we take some money, we have some weapons, and we have this social helping and helping from media. And it's of course give for us this power because Ukrainian people, I can to explain for you why we are be so brave in Ukrainian people, how it's happened. Like we are 1.5 year protect country, yeah, and don't give Russia to attack. Ukraine have a lot of great national heroes. It's just simple people. The first days how I have a war, woman just open a window and try to beat this drone somehow. Use a battle with onions and destroy this drone. She tried to attack, yeah, and destroy this drone because drone fall down and blow. And we have been so shocked and surprised about this. So women don't understand what she do, but she like looks and understand it's something. It's like a weapon. So maybe it's something who give more damages, and I must to destroy this. And it's helped for us understand we are so brave people, and we are don't scared Russian, and we are do all the best to support us, to help to each other, and protect to each other. So it's only one moment who helped for us to create this fundament, and we are continued to do this, and we are continued to be together and help each other. If it's not happened, and we have a little another mentals be another mentals be scared and sit at home and just waiting a moment, please don't take me, do anything, but please leave me. Yeah, I think we have a little another story already with Ukraine, but it's when I've not happened, it's never happened what Russia wanted to do. Yeah.
So, would you say that you changed a lot through this 17 months that the war is happening?
Oh my God, I work already very well with time management. Like everything must to be so fast, and of course, all time, any minutes, it's so important. Work very well with logistics. I don't think about this before. Like I know, I mean, sometimes I have a lot of medicine stuff and must to give this to Lviv, Ukrainian city, to militaries, and I have only one day to find a way how to put this delivery. It's not only a small packet, it's like a free buses. So, and I'm only one who must to found this way, and I do all the best, try to find a connection, try to found any helps, found the people. Don't scared to ask, because before I'd be more shy to ask about help or give this help like this. Now everything different, and I know I'm changed. Like I don't know how a lot, but I understand this like a psychologist moment. All time having returned to my apartment in Kiev, I wanted to rebuild something and take a remount. So I don't wanted to leave the room where I'm be before a war. I know which pictures I wanted to change. Which colors I wanted to use in my wall already, which stuff I wanted to put in the garbage, and what I wanted to buy new. So I think, yeah, I'm changed a lot. So for me, more comfortable to live must be different places like before. So yeah, but it's this war give for me a lot of help. Like, don't be egoistic. I mean, you are not, yeah, don't must to think about people around you. Don't must to think about your friends around all time. Don't scare it. Just ask, like, how are you? It's the same. Give a lot of for us. Think about yourself. Sometimes go to the gym. Don't be lazy. It's more important. It's more important because we have only one life and don't know where the moment your way life way stop. Yeah, don't be lazy. Don't scared to use experiments like with work. I never go to the work like a teacher in university. Yeah, because I have a lot of moment what I must to do. But wartime, I understand. I must to help and somehow explain to children from, yeah, it's not the children, from students from first class, what does it mean in journalistic, yeah, and what how it's important. The first how I'm publishing the book, I'm be so shy about this because I do this, my friends don't write any books, and I think, oh my God, I do this, and I think a lot of people around think, ah, it's like, like person who feel yourself like a king like this, you know? No, it's nice, it's cool moment. I'm just spend time with myself, with my mind's feelings. I write something, people read, have a funny reaction about this, give me a lot of comments, and I understand it's good because I have the skills to share with my feelings somehow. Yeah, use the letters, use the papers like this. Why not? It's okay. It's nice, and I'm don't scared to meet with people before I, you know, I'm just stay and think. Oh my God, I know this person. We are being friends on Facebook like 5 years, but I'm really before scared to say hello like this. I'm just do, you know, it's not me. It's not me. Now I'm just go and say hi. I'm really happy. I know. I remember you because we are chatting about one film or about one video clips like this, or we are helped to some who already everything connection. I think everything changed and make me more connecting with this world. I think. And don't scared to use any languages, what I'm really scared to do before. With family, sometimes I'm speaking Polish, sometimes use Russian with friends and Ukrainian, sometimes in English already. Mix it everything and why not?
So you actually already answered my next question, because that would be, do you have any advice for young listeners? So you just said it, like, be
Speak.
brave,
Yeah,
speak with people.
I think I mix it both questions. Don't scary to be yourself the first. It's more important, really, because sometimes we wanted to use another skin. I mean, don't be another. Just, you know, don't show all your potential, like who you are. It's nice if you really can to say a person like, you have a nice hairstyle, but 1 month ago you have a little different, and it'd be better. I think it's nice if you don't scare it to say for this, and don't need to be angry about. Yeah, it's not a like a position, it's not like an opinion or advice. It's just only your things, and people maybe think, yeah, and I know sometimes people think, yeah, maybe I have something wrong with something, yeah. But people don't say about this. So it's you know, like I have a live broadcast and big TV channels in Ukraine, like a host, and all of my friends before war say, wow, you are the best, one of the best hosts in this show. And I know it's not true because I don't have a lot of experience like this, you know. But now already for me, my friends came to say true, like, yeah, everything be nice, but you're nervous. We are watching how you take the microphone and shake, you know, sometimes. We know you how you do this, you are nervous. And I say, yeah, thank you about this. And after how I have a second live broadcast, I don't forget about this. I think about, if I'm shake my microphone, I'm show how I'm nervous. I know I must don't do this. So be yourself, really. Don't scare it to say true, and don't scare it to say for close people or your friends or family about bad feelings. If you really feel something wrong, if some who tell for you something bad like this, don't think like you must to feel this only have one alone, and that's all. Don't scare to explain for this, sharing with this, yeah, and everything will be okay. It's really important.
So, do you have any wishes from journalists around the world?
Wishes, yeah. The first thing I wanted to say, big thanks for all of colleagues, all of journalists who don't scare it to say true, who don't scare it to come to Ukraine. I'm really sometimes be so shocked how some who without editor's work, like you just wake up and think, okay, I'm journalist from Poland, I'm go to the Bakhmut and wanted to take a exclusive. And don't say about this for any of your colleagues. You just come, and after have some troubles because you have troubles with logistic, you don't know how to go to the city because it's war. It's not like you sit in a bus and go to the war place. Yeah. And after write, please help me. I'm journalist from Poland. I'm stuck somewhere between the war place and the Ukrainian freedom side. and of course need to help and try to, you know, people who found this journalist like this. It's of course brave. It's of course give a lot of impression, give a lot of energy, and give a lot of humanistic and humans feelings, of course. And it's nice, like people don't scare it to stay true, don't scare it to help, don't scare it to support. More wonderful moment, like don't scare it to say about really wearing black and wearing white. You know, I'm be a little upset how I have troubles with Kakhovka Damba. You know, like Russian use a bomb and destroy it, Damba, yeah, and die a lot of animals, die a lot of people in Kherson region, yeah, and a lot of European journalists just write Kakhovka be destroyed. Who do this? We must found answers. Yeah, of course. Before we have write about a lot of bombs being this Kakhovka Damba. Yeah, who destroyed? It's like it's strange sometimes, but after 3 days, of course, start to write Russia attack, Russia attack. Don't scare it to write really true information. And of course, thank you for support. It's really nice. I'm all time have a lot. If I'm be so tired, I have a lot of energy. How I have this communication with all of journalists, with all of bloggers. Because you know how I'm just say like a lot of my friends scared to have a donate, you know, for something and just say, oh my God, I'm 1 month ago I give more money like now only like 2,000 hryvnias and that's all. It's not enough. And I'm just explain, you are just donating and doesn't matter 10 hryvnias or maybe 100 or maybe 1 million. 10 hryvnias plus 10 hryvnias, it's much more. So, как я говорю, маленьких донатов не бывает.
Small donations don't exist.
It's the same about information. If you have a little comment about something, don't scare to write about this. Don't need to write a big reportage. Yeah. All information help for us, and all of information help for this world. Because war, Ukrainian-Russian war, changes world. A lot of countries don't understand this. A lot of people don't understand this, but be now more real without this pink glasses. It 24 February and after how war started, this war changed world, change for all of us, and we are all of hero who do good things for all of people around. So, and thanks for journalists again for this work, because only now I think we are all of us show really good skills in journalist and media skills, because it's so old profession. Yeah, professional. And now we understand how it works and it must works correctly like now.
Okay, can you maybe say a bit about your hope? What is giving you hope these days?
Reading news, how old time, how I'm sometimes sit alone and listen to music. It's just give me a reason and just give me a new power to do something good. All time how you spend time with people and you all time you support and help, it sometimes give you damage with your mind, with your feelings, and sometimes need to just sit and think about something good, how you spent this day after war, how you ask me about this, listen sometimes music, write something stupid things for to your friends, give the stupid answers, a little laughing about this, and I understand everything be okay. I really every day for me give a hope for everything be okay. It's like people around. It's again music. Of course, I'm so happy if something continued. I mean, not stuck in Ukraine the same. How we can to found new music, new waves. And I'm be so surprised, like I'm returned to Ukraine and I'm go to the Lviv and in the evening I go to the festival, music festival in wartime, where don't scare it to do this. And it's the same, give me hope to everything be okay, like people don't want, I mean, people don't want to live like scary person. People wanted to live normal and do all of this. So people give me a reason, people give me hope, people and music.
Yeah, but you answered all my questions. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to have this interview with you.
Thank you so much, and I'm really so happy to give any answers. Maybe really, I'm say a lot and hope it's give for you some good information and you take good interview and result. I mean, result for our interview would be nice. I'm really so be happy about this, and I hope everything be good. My people must know about this.
Absolutely. Ja, dann war's das mit der heutigen Podcast-Folge. Ich hoffe, es hat euch sehr gefallen. Schaut unbedingt bei Instagram und TikTok vorbei und wir hören uns dann beim nächsten Mal. Tschüss.